This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The operation allies refugee flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of July will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency, according to the White House. State Department spokesman declined to detail how many Afghans are expected to be among those evacuated in the first flights or where those evacuated will be taken, citing security concerns. President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers ahead of next month's U.S. military withdrawal. Residents in Sydney, Australia will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was first imposed on June 26th after a Sydney airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported Wednesday. Two people have died in the current outbreak in Australia. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just over 30,400 total confirmed cases so far and 912 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in São Paulo at a hospital for tests to determine if he will need surgery, emergency surgery, because of an intestinal obstruction. The president's office initially said Wednesday he was being examined because of persistent hiccups and that he was feeling well. The president has undergone several operations since being stabbed in the abdomen during the 2018 campaign. Leon Charles, head of Haiti's National Police, pleading with Haitians Wednesday to help officials track down suspects involved in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, who remain on the run. Among the suspects is an ex-senator described by Charles as a key suspect, accused of supplying the weapons used in the July 7th attack on the president. During the evening press conference, Haiti's police chief also accused a Venezuelan businessman who owns a security company in Florida of traveling to Haiti numerous times as part of a plot. Authorities in Haiti investigating Moïse's killing with the help from Colombia's government, which has said at least 18 former Colombian soldiers suspected in the slaying have been arrested and remain detained in Haiti. Charles said three Haitians were also arrested, at least three suspects killed, adding that they continue to investigate those detained to identify the masterminds behind the killings. COVID-19 deaths and cases are on the rise again globally, in a dispiriting setback that is triggering another round of restrictions and dampening hopes for an almost normal summer of fun. World Health Organization reporting Wednesday that deaths climbed last week after 9 straight weeks of decline. It recorded more than 55,000 lives lost, a 3% increase from the week before. Cases rose 10% last week to nearly 3 million, with the highest numbers recorded in Brazil, India, Indonesia, and Britain. Cuban authorities restored internet access on Wednesday following 3 days of interruptions after unprecedented protests erupted over the weekend. French news agency reporting that access to social media and messaging apps such as Facebook and Twitter remained blocked. At the State Department, spokesman Ned Price said shutting down information pathways does not address the needs of Cuba's people. One person has died and more than 100 have been arrested, including independent journalists and opposition activists, since the anti-government protests broke out in the communist-ruled island over the worst economic crisis in decades. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.